Trying to appear a little bit. Let's try a little over here. Let's see over here. Let's see a good place to start from.
Yeah.
Let's find the very. It's very hard to middle of the whole to holding this mamash smack in the middle of a sugya. Let's see where should we start from. Let's start from. Umidol and the basar. Okay. Let's start from the middle. Let's start from the middle of the page. Okay. The middle of the page on that mem on the base. We'll start. It's just me and you. Lobel is not here tonight. I don't see anyone else here, so therefore we can just go meet you, we can do it very quickly. And then we can schmooze afterwards. Uminolon de Batar, okay? Uminolon de Batar over here, that mem on the days. How do you know? Now, here's the whole daf. The whole daf basically goes back and forth between Mitzoyra and Nazir. Okay, a Mitzoyra and Nazir have something in common. A Mitzoyra has to shave off all of his hair. A Nazir, Tiglachas, the Soif Tiglachas also has to shave off all of his hair. So the question is, when the Mitzoyra shaves off all of his hair, does he shave off all of his hair with a sar, a razor, or does he shave off his hair? Can he shave his hair with even a milkit or a hitney? So for our purposes, all we need to know is that a milkit or a hitney is basically scissor action. Okay, scissor action, it's not called hashchasa. Hashchasa, by definition, is when the blade cuts the hair. In order for a blade to cut, it needs pressure. There has to be pressure on the other side of the blade in order for it to cut the hair. What is the other side of the pressure that's going to enable the blade to cut? Either it can be the skin itself, the basar. That's the way razors work. Right, they advertise to go buy a big razor. The razor cuts, the pressure of the razor goes against the skin. A shaver is scissor action. The hair goes into a screen and the blade cuts against the screen. So it's cutting. The pressure that it's cutting against is not the skin. It's cutting against a piece of metal. It's cutting against another piece of metal. That, by definition, is not called hashchosa. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Shlomi Benowitz. Shlomi Benowitz, Hamelech Shahashalom Shaloi. Shalom Aleichem. I haven't seen you in a couple of days.
Calling Meisels, that's where I come from.
Meisels? What do you mean, come from Meisels?
I got back to my 17th great-grandfather.
You went back 17 generations? You know, 18, you have to go all the way back to 125. You know that if you go back to 125 generations, you'll come to your ancestors that were standing on Har Sinai. There are approximately 125 generations from you, father, 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 125 of them taking you back to Har Sinai. You know that?
Well, I know that my Zeta wrote a whole thing to get me back to Rashi as well. Whatever. But I'm saying this, I just looked up online. My 18th great grandfather, that means directly grandfather, grandmother, grandfather, only two grandmothers are there, the rest are grandfathers. That's Meisels.
That explains your greatness. That explains why you're world renowned.
Now I see how disappointed I am to.
We have to give a special cover to you. 18 generations going back to great people. All right, we'll move over here. Maybe we'll talk about the Yichus later. We'll talk about the Grace of the Yichus. The Grace of the Yichus.
We have
Mem on the base. Mem on the base. We're in the middle of the page. Uminolon to Bitar. The whole daf over here we're going to learn about is the.
You were saying about a razor and about.
We're talking about there's tar and there's.
Metal on metal
is called scissor action that's permitted. That's not permitted. I mean, that's not called hashchosa. But now the question is when it comes to a nazir, and it comes to. The topic today is about two people, a nazir and a mitzoyra. A mitzoyra, when he is declared tamei. Because he has whatever, he's Tamei, learn Mesechta Negoim, Tzaras, don't say Tzaras, go Mesechta Negoim. It's probably one of the hardest things I ever learned. I learned with someone taught me this Mesechta, we spent a lot of time on this. It's probably the hardest thing I ever learned, Mesechta Negoim. What else was hard?
Cause, why? Because you have no concept of what it is.
No, no, this is just, no, not, that's not the problem. It's just a hard mesechta. It's just, no, it's just, it's Mishnah, it's just hard. It's just plain pashut hard. It's a difficult mesechta. It was harder than the Gvos. The Gvos also wasn't so easy. Negoim, what else do we learn? That was very hard. That was very hard. The Kalim was not so hard. Kalim was pretty easy, Shna. I'm waiting for Bishul Lim to learn with me Mishnah every day in the afternoon on Zoom. All right, in any event, let's learn over here. So over here, we're learning over here about the Mitzayra. The Mitzayra. The Halakha Korkovan. The Halakha Korkovan. You can't say the Halakha Mitzayra because it's the Baal Lashon Hara. Okay, well, there's a Mitzayra. There are many reasons why you get Saras. Many reasons.
Saying, automatically, you get Saras if you do Lashon Hara?
Not today. Pokhazi, Mama Advar. People speak Lashon Hara the whole day, and they're very successful.
Closer to Har Sinai, so they got punished immediately for their
avarice. They were holy people. Okay, so over here on Mitzvah, when he gets Saras, he has to shave off all of his, when he's declared to be a Mukhlat, even a Muskar sometimes, depending on the situation, you have to shave off all the hair on his entire body with a razor. Shave off all the hair on the whole body. Okay, there's another case that's very important for today's discussion. It's a Levite. A Levite also has to shave off all of his hair by the inauguration of by the Chanukah Samishkan, the inauguration of the Levite, they shave all here. So the question over here is, and the Nazir, when he finishes his term of Nazirus, he has to cut off all of his hair and put the hair on the Dud, the Karban Shlam. The question over here is, can he use a razor? Can he cut off the hair with a shaver? Must he cut off his hair with a razor, or is he permitted to use the hair with a shaver, a haircut? What? Now, what would be the advantage? There's a problem. The problem is when a person cuts off all of his hair on his head, he's over in the loisase of loisakifu pa'as reishchem. You're not allowed to cut off the peyos reish.
Yeah.
And who has to cut off his peyos reish?
Every Taras has to cut off every hair on his body. Every hair on the body. Nazir only his head. Nazir only needs to cut off his head. He doesn't need to cut off the hair on his body. But a Mitzayra needs to shave the hair of his entire body.
There's a problem because you're not allowed to do
so that. So a Mitzayra has two. He has a problem with the beard and the pais. A Nazir only has to shave off his hair, so he only has a problem with the pais. It's very funny. A Nazir shaves off the hair, but the beard remains. He looks very funny. When you think about it, the Nazir, it's very bizarre. He has to shave off all of his hair, but the beard he keeps. So he has a beard. He has no payas.
Today's very popular.
No payas. What are you talking about? It's popular by the Goyim? No payas. No payas. He has to shave off the payas. Today's one has a beard. They have a beard. They have payas. And then it's all bald on top. Some people. But a Nazir has no payas. He has to cut off all the payas. And the beard. So that's the whole shayla. That's so obviously asay is doichalos asay. That's all. These are all the I'm presenting to you now all of the variables of the Gemara. You have an halacha of asay.
Just always wonder because asay doichalos asay, but the shaving raises five later asay.
No, I understand.
Each corner is a separate. That's the beard. First of all, a nazir doesn't need to shave the beard, only the pasra sheichem. And each corner is a separate loisase, so it's not like let's say the mitzvah is shaving, also now when he's shaving off this particular corner, he's not say he's been doing five loisases. No, each corner is its own separate loisase. So b'shas ma'isa, when he's cutting off a corner, he's only being in violation of one particular loisase. So for that particular loisase, the aseh of tiglachas is doiche, that ma'isa hashchos on that particular corner of the beard. A beard has five corners. That's why some hold that mikra, then you can use a razor for your mustache. Because the mustache, l'cha'ira, is not anywhere near the five corners of the beard. Someone told me years ago people would cut off they would shave their mustache with a Bic razor because there's no prohibition. The only prohibition is to shave the corners of the corners, and the are here. I don't know another place. But the mustache l'cha'ira is not nichlal in the region of the five corners of the beard. So there's no prohibition to shave off the mustache using a razor. And like that queen they show on the television commercials, everyone here knows the television, what television is, right? Everyone saw those commercials, right? Right, they show the guy has all this whipped cream on his face, and he goes like this, and he shaves off. So the mustard is not necessarily, and people tell me either today, if you do this, no one's going to be mashalach with you. Anyone today that goes, that's how it goes. People are not looking to be mashalach with people that use a razor to curve the mustache. It's nayador. It's achshrei dori. It's a nayador. Today people are very religious. No one's going to go and play games and shave off their mustache with a Bic razor. Okay, so we've laid out. Now here's the next yisoy. The next side over here is the only time it's prohibited, according to some opinions, to shave off your peyos is only if you leave over the rest of the head. The rest of the hair. But if you don't leave over the rest of the hair, if you shave everything off, then there's no prohibition because everything has been removed. Okay, so we just presented a whole collection of yisoidos, variables that are necessary to understand the depth of the Talmud that we're going to learn right now. Here we go. Uminolan. Right off, Mem Omid Beis. We're up to the last word on the line. It's kimat in the middle of the page, maybe a little bit above center. Uminolan in the bitar. How do you know that the prohibition, or how do we know that the Isra Hashchasas Hazok, now it's a general halacha, how do you know that in general, when the Torah says you may not shave off the corners of your beard, it is only prohibited to do so through a razor, but through an electric shaver, which is scissor action, is permitted? Okay, this daf, we want to thank our sponsor, today's daf, Phillips Norelco, for sponsoring today's daf. Thank you to our sponsor. Make sure you send a big check, comes in the mail on Purim. Fine. Uminolan, how do you know dibitar? How do you know that the Isser Doiraisa is a tar, but scissor action is permitted? How do you know? The title of the Braisa says in the pasuk, "V'az zekrim lo yigalichu." It says in the pasuk by the Kohanim. Now it's interesting. This whole halacha it says by Kohanim. We learn it by Yisraelim from Kohanim. We pass the corner of zekrim lo yigalichu. Yachal afilu gilchoy b'misparai michal. I would think that you go and use a shaver, mamish. Scissor. A shaver, I told you, is scissor action. It's important to understand the concept. A star, when you cut, you need physics, pressure. A blade just can't cut. If you take a blade, you put a blade near a hair, it's not going to separate the hair. You need pressure. What is the other end, the other side of the pressure? It can be one of two things. It can be the skin, the person's own flesh, or it could be another piece of metal. When the skin is serving as the pressure to the blade, that's called hashchasa, that's called tar. But let's say you have a tar, you have a razor, and the razor, the hair, it goes in between the razor and another piece of metal, like a screen, whether it's a rotary screen, whether it's a flat screen, and then the hair goes inside those holes, and then the blade comes and cuts. The blade is cutting the hair against the pressure of another piece of metal. That's called scissor action. Even though you look, the bottom line is, everyone over here on Zoom is clean shaven. Okay, clean shaven. So, you're not clean shaven. You have a beard. Clean. So when a person was clean shaven, they look the same. They look the same as someone who shaved with a razor. So why don't you say, listen, if it goes so close that it doesn't look, you can't tell the difference. Why don't we say it should be also? Yeah. Marisayin. Or why don't we go say that's called hashchas? Why don't we say that's called, if it gets so close, who cares that you're cutting against a piece of metal? Okay, that's why it's not marisayin. All right, so obviously it doesn't matter. Obviously, as long as that the hair has been cut metal upon metal, it's not called hashchasa, it's called mitzvarayim, and it is mutter. Even though, if you ever go to yeshiva, There are people that, I don't know, they're obsessed with this. They hang up signs all the time in all the shuls and all the yeshivas that shaving with an electric razor is an issur d'oraisa. You're guaranteed to go straight to Gehenna. And they have signed on this basically every gadol hador who ever lived. Everyone who ever, Chofetz Chaim, they make up names. And they make, you read this, you think, wow, a ticket straight to Gehenna. Okay? I don't know if they always have these signs in yeshiva, especially in yeshiva, and in shuls as well. Okay? But about his side, the bottom line is, I like to shave. Shave v'al tase. Weiter. Okay, so Minolon de Betar. How do you know that the Isur de Oiraisa is tar? Is to take a blade and to press it against the skin in order to remove the hair from the its makor, its source. Minolon de Betar. The time you pass him for Azekonam Legalechu Yochla Filo Gilchoy Bemis. I think it'll be the Isur de Oiraisa of Giluach. Applies maybe even with a scissor action. No, I would think maybe chayv. Maybe we can suggest you should be chayv. Hamaloymar v'loy sashchis. There's another pasuk, and the pasuk says that no is giluach. The word giluach, you're right. The word giluach also would include by itself scissor action, but because there is another pasuk which says lo sashchis, destruction. So we learn that the giluach is only also if it's derech hashchosa. And Chazal have defined derech hashchosa is where the blade is pressing against the flesh, not when it's pressing against a blade, a piece of metal. V'lo yashchis. Frek de Gemara yochel maybe liktoy b'malkeit uvirihidni, a planer, which basically means okay, a scissor, and this is a very important story, a scissor cannot get that close. A scissor really cannot, like a scissor cannot get that close. A scissor, you know, that's why we shave the payas, we use scissor action. But let's say a person would take a tweezer, or take some type, basically take a shaver, and actually go and use a type of tool that would go so close, that would be basically the equivalent of a razor. And a razor is pressing against the skin to achieve a result. But there are artificial techniques of doing that. You can use a depilatory powder, some chemical, or you can use a tweezer, or you can use basically a rehitni. A milk cut is a tweezer. A rehitni basically is a shaver, what we would call today an electric shaver. Okay, it achieves the same result as a razor. It does a hashchasa as close as possible, but it's not called hashchasa. So maybe I would think over here, Yochla, I would think maybe that is also called hashchasa, because at the end of the day, maybe the rabbi was, how do you define hashchasa? Do you define the technique, or do you define the result? Yochla, I think, looked at the malkeit of already, yehi chayv tamona, upe'az zikonam lo yigalechu, the corners of your beard lo yigalechu. Now, that was the part that we said in the beginning. That's not called a hashchasa. In other words, that's not called a giluach. I'm sorry. It may be called a hashchasa, but it's not called a giluach. In other words, each pasuk over here provides half of the equation. It has to be a giluach, which means a cutting action that achieves hashchasa. If you achieve hashchasa without a cutting action, or if you have a cutting action that does not achieve hashchasa, it is permitted. So basically, using a depilatory, using a tweezers, or doing other things which somehow remove the hair entirely from the makar, it's permitted. Because that is not called a giluach. Giluach, by definition, means a cutting action involving a blade. But a scissor action is permitted, because scissor action, by definition, is not called hashchosa. If you have a hashchosa, but it's not through a scissor action called a giluach, it's mutter. So this is a very important Gemara. This is a very practical Gemara, because we shave all the time. And the prohibition is only when you, it's a lethal combination. There has to be a hashchosa together with a giluach. You ever buy these glues? I got very into glue. A couple of years ago, I needed to glue something. So for the first time in my life, I learned about glue. I went on Amazon, read all these reviews, glue, all different types of glues, incredible chokhmah. And the best glue available today on the market that you can buy commercially on Amazon is glue that comes in two tubes. The glue is so potent, lethal, is you can buy it for a couple of dollars. It comes in two tubes. There's the red and the black. A lot of companies make this. And when you open up the one tube and, the other, and you mix them, you have to mix them. And when you mix these two together, it is so strong, it is unbelievable. You can't sell this. You can't go take this glue and make this glue and then go put it in a tube and vacuum out the air. And then you'll open up. It's not going to work. Because it's so powerful. When you combine the two things together, the two chemicals together, then it creates a bond that's unreal. It's the same thing over here. Chemical reaction. There are two psukim. There's lo sashchis and upaz zikonom lo yigaleach. It must be a giluach sheyesh boy hashchosa. Scissor action is not called hashchosa. Depilatory and tweezers and other types of techniques that you get out the root hashchosa. Yeah, it's called a hashchosa, but it's not a cunning action. It's not called lo yigalechu. You need it to be a giluach, a cutting action with a razor that also achieves a hashchosa. It is a combination. Haketzad. Fine, we learned a few lines Gemara. So the Gemara over here is saying that's what talk very nice. That when it comes to the prohibition of giluach, when a person cuts off his beard, trims his beard, fine. But when it comes to the mitzvah of mitzora. The mitzvah that a mitzvah has to shave off his beard, maybe he doesn't need to shave off his beard with a razor. He can shave off his beard with a shaver, with a scissor. Maybe I feel looked at the milk of a hidden nami mitzvah kovin. He has done the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of giluach. Look at Rashi. Rashi different girsa. No, that's not the right Rashi. Where's the Rashi over here? No, is there Tosfos? Dilma, it's a Tosfos 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after it gets white. Dilma, maybe the Mitzorah was Mekayim the Mitzorah, the Rice of Giluach. The Pasuk of Ziknoi is coming to teach you the Imbol Legalech Mitar. Harishus biyadoi, shumuzar olav ba'alma, bepeah dezake, hachashayv lo mechayiv. In other words, now, we're really in the middle of the Gemara, so it's not really fair, but the Gemara, basically, the Gemara over here is coming to you over here, halacha, that the assay of mitzoyra is doicha, the lois assay of ufaz zikonam lo yigaleach. So frek the Gemara merdek akasha. So Moira Dikakasha, Kasha is in a Chanam. You're right, okay, fine. No one's coming to deny the fact that the Isser Derais of shaving off the beard is an Isser of Tar. No one's going to deny that. When you shave on a regular day, person wakes up in the morning and wants to take a shave, or at night, whatever he does, the Isser Derais is only a Tar. A Nazir has to shave off his beard. So how does he do it? So we have a Drasha. And the drasha tells us, you can use a razor. Oh, but I'm doing this at the rights of zikarim lo yigalechu. I say, doicha loisa, I say, it's okay. It's okay. You can do it. Don't worry about the loisa, I say, it is permitted. But let's say a person, you know what? I don't want to do the deraisa. I have a technique. I will be mekayim the mitzvah of removing my beard through a shaver, through a milk of their hidney, another technique, through a depilatory, through some other technique. That way, I don't violate the lois assay. I know, the most convenient thing for me to do is to use a razor. and it is permitted to use a razor. But let's say for whatever reason, I don't want to use a razor. I don't like razors. Goyim, there are many goyim that don't use razors. They don't like razors. I want to shave off my beard with other modern techniques. Am I mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of removing the beard of when a person is a mitzvah through other techniques? It's true. If you want to, you can use a razor. We established that in the previous stuff. You can use a razor. It's permitted. But what happens if I don't want to use a razor? I want to go do another technique. Can I? Ma is the only way I can mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yiluach Mitzvah is only with a razor, or maybe the Torah is going to allow me to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa with another technique. That's the worst kasha. Mimai, just because you're telling me that the way to remove a beard that's awesome with the rice is going to be with the tar, who says that's the only way you can mekayim the mitzvah of removing a beard when it's necessary to do so? It's not all or nothing. Mimai, dilmal ilam afil liktum hodinami mitzvah kavit. The holocaust il yashminan, and what is the pasuk going to teach you? Oh, but we had a drosha yesterday, the previous amud, and a drosha that you're allowed to cut off the beard with a beard with a razor for the mitzvah. If you want to use a razor, harishus biyadoi. But if you don't want to use a razor because it's more convenient, and you want to go you milk, so a mitzvah can also use a shaver, or you also use another technique. Amri, in the Bet Midrash, they gave an answer to this question. They gave it and they says no. If you really tell me that it's permitted, let the pasuk not tell us the drasha. By a nazir, there everyone agrees you're doing an isser. We'll see in a second. The mitzvah lekol shekein. Now, what does that all mean? Let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos says as well. The Gemara says Amri umeshani. Look, this is very delicate. This whole shock of the Tari. Amri, it's in the Tosfos. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines on Amri. Kloimar. Okay. Kloimar right away is a stop sign. Al karchok ziknoi the kosev the zukuk legalech v'lasos betar. The word that the Gemara Darshan in yesterday's daf is the word zikonai. It says the word zikonai in the parasha of Mitzora. That word is coming to teach you. The Gemara is saying you must use a razor. Otherwise, you're not yotze the mitzvah of removing the beard by a Mitzora. Why? Because the isal kedai toki avidan be milka v'hurdi nar shabidami lishna kromine the imbol lemeimar sharishus biyodo lekalech betar. I don't need a pasuk. Why not? The zikonoi de rishus yadin mikal v'chomer. I know. Though it's much a tremendous chiddush. I already know before this gemara starts that you are permitted to shave off the beard with a razor. Now, before this whole gemara starts, let me try to say a little backwards. The whole purpose of this word, zikonai, in our sugya, is to teach you the only way you can cut off your beard, the only way is with a razor. Because if you want to go tell me, because to tell me that I can, if I want to, I know that already. Before you enter into the parasha of mitzvah, even before you touch the parasha of mitzvah, the Mitzvah tells the Mitzvah the beard's got to go, all the hair's got to go. I automatically know I have a dispensation to use a razor. I automatically know that. The starting point of a Mitzvah is, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You got to get rid of all the hair. If it's convenient to use a razor, use a razor. If it's convenient to use an electric shaver, use a shaver. You want to go smear some cream on your body and do it? Gesundheit. Do whatever you want to go do. And a razor also? Yeah, you can use a razor also. Do whatever you want. Along comes an extra word in the sugya of Nazir to tell you, and the sugya of Mitzvah to tell you, no. You can't do whatever you want. The only thing you can do is use a razor. So the Gemara's question was, the Gemara in the Hava Mina thought that this word is coming to teach me a chiddush that you can use a razor and you're not going to go to Gehenna. But if you the fricka d'gemara, okay, I can use it, but I can use other things also. When the gemara in the Hava Mina thought that we began this sugya, what are we going to do? We have a major problem. We have a mitzayra. He needs to remove all of his hair. And there's an Issa Deraisa of Lo Sashchis. What are we going to do? Oh, to the rescue, Zikonoi, to the rescue. You can use a razor. But that doesn't mean, that you must use a razor. That's what we do on the Havamina. The Gemara says your Havamina is mistaken. Before we even started the Gemara, no one was losing sleep. You have to remove all the hair of your body, do whatever you want. Whatever you want. You want to go use a shaver, you want to go use a razor. We know you can use a razor. What then is the sole purpose of this extra word when the Gemara starts? It's to teach you only a razor and nothing else. That's the purpose. So fine. Now the Moshe Hoch Garcina. So the Moshe says, the imbol of Emar Shai Roshos Biyod Lugadam B'Tayv Zigin Ez Lohar Lo Bay Kra. The Zigin Lohar Lo Bay Kra. The Zignoi De Roshos Yadina Mikal V'Chomer. How then did we know that you can use a razor if you wanted? We knew this from the beginning with a Kal V'Chomer from your very own sugya. Daf Yomi is now learning. If anyone did not know in our audience, anyone over here is not aware, we're learning Masech Nazir. Welcome to Masech. It's only been 40, today is Daf Mem Aleph, 40 days. Abuim Shana Kut Bedar, V'yamar Am Tovei Lev Avim, 40 days, Keneged, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Shemayim, and the 40 years that the Jewish people were. Mr. Rapport, when Moshe went to Shemayim, why didn't he eat lechem lo yachalti u'mayim lo yishosisi? Why not? You know what the answer is? In Shemayim, he asked, is this pas Yisrael? No, this is pas melochem. It wasn't filtered. Simple as that. Weiter. Vayit in the Gemara. Shlomi doesn't find it funny. He has better jokes. Better Purim jokes. Vayit. Borrow no park. Do you know that? I never knew that. They're renaming Borrow Park. Borrow no park. No parking. There's no parking in Borrow Park. Parking. Car. Vayit. Vaita, how's it? Man nozir. Now, what's the kal v'chomer? Well, man nozir have a halimotz l'mifrach. The koyin man nozir halimotz l'mifrach. The koyin mitzoy. Now, the koyin mitzoyra loy osi. Shekein riba kasa. I'm reading over the Tosfos over here. Now he's saying, hold on, the gears over here. Let's jump down. Forget about the gears. Let's jump down to the next line. Okay, guys, man nozir the isur kovid. The isur kovid. Okay, just jump down to that two lines down. In Tosfos, Uman Nazir, the Isur Ka'avit, the Afilu Nazir Tahar, Choytek Tzas, a Nazir Dir Navera, Kidiprishis, Pergam the Dharm, will Elberg Berg Perkshush, the Oidin, the Nazir Tommy Koyov Shagam, Hutik Lachtoi Kosov, Bitar, Kimifarish Pesamuch, the Gamin and Tahar Mitame, Vitame Mitahar, the Afilu Tiglachas Mitzah the day, Dahi. His teglachas dochi lav da hakafa, the sfilu da hakafa, koloroi shma hakafa, ul oilam mechayiv, perik perish, mechayiv legalia, koloroi shav litchoi slav da hakafa, da hakafa. The mitzor, the mitzor, the culture came. The Gemara is saying of your yisoid that a nazir is a choyte. A nazir is a choyte, he's a sinner. And a mitzora is a pella. You would say just the opposite. A mitzora is a tzaddik, because now that the mitzora has reached tahara, he did all these averos and he suffered plenty. Now after the suffering, he's a tzaddik. A nazir is a chote from beginning to end, because who asked you to deny yourself the pleasures of this world? Hashem put you into this world to enjoy this world, not to deny you the pleasures. So Pella, what the Gemara says here. It's Mamish. Mamish Tzodim Ha'im Din Beruma Shalolam. A Mitzora is you, if you style a person on the street and you ask them, which one is a Tzalik, which one's a Rosh? The Nazir. Kodosh, yeah. Kodosh, right? A holy person. Godly a Parasai Rosh. The Mitzora. Ooh. A Moitzi Shemra. Yeah, you have the Maisa with the Arba Mitzorayim. They were sinners, and you have the Maisa with the, which king was it? The king the terrible Averis. You hear me now? Okay, yeah, you have all these people. So Pumvakert, the Nazir is the Choyte, and the Mitzor is the Tzaddik. Let's see inside. Here we go. So. Back, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says very hard. It's very hard. The Esal, we know Esal kedai to ki avid nami b'malvahurin shaber dami. It's permitted. Lishda kromine. Let the pasuk not say this word zikana. We don't need a drasha. Vano amino here. Uma gabe nazir by the nazir the isura ko avid. Now what does that mean? A nazir, declaring oneself a nazir, is in essence a sin. Isn't that a shocking statement? The Gemara says, that's what Taisa struggles with this. It is a sin. It's a sin. Now, we have over here a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Taisus. I told you the Pashup Shat. The Pashup over here is we're dealing with the Nazir cutting his hair at the end of his Nazirus. Now, you'll right away jump. At the end of his Nazirus, he's not a sinner. He's a tzaddik. He achieved the goal of the Nazirus. But Taisus says, he cites three examples, three places in Shas, where Chazal call a Nazir a choyte. It's a choyte. Look at the one more time. The gears. The hachi garrison. Ma nazir di isuk avid. Afilu nazir tohar. A nazir who made it to the very end. He made it. He made it to the finish line. Choyte kitzas. Kitzat. He's a little bit of a sinner. Kid isa perakama dinidorim. Ule el beperik shlishi. The oy the nazir tame. Okay, then he goes on to say the pshat of Rashi. The oy the nazir tame koyolif. We're also learning what happens if the nazir be not like Rashi. I'm sorry, another pshat. Let's say the nazir becomes tame in the middle of his term of nazirus. He's counting. He's up to day 15, and then he comes in contact with a dead body. So what is the law? He has to shave off all of his hair and start again. Since he did not make it to the finish line and became Tomei, that's called an Isser. He messed up. He was not careful enough. The Nazir Tomei Koyol, Shugam Hu, Tiglachto, Kosta, Bitar, Kevin, Misamuch, the Gabino Tomei, Rafidwak, Tiglachas Mitzvah, D-Day, his Tiglachas Mitzvah, D-Day, Dochi Lav Dakofa, the Sule Dakofa, Skolwe Shema Kofa, Uli Oilam. Is that what the Gemara said also as well? Right now, it's one thing at a time. Ma gabig nazirus di isura ko'avit. In isur. What's the isur? So Taisli says, we're dealing with the nazir tohor at the end of 30 days. The essence of being a nazir is kulachet, even at the very end. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, "Magami nazir di sura kavod ki migaleach bitar besoich yimei nazirus." Peltic Rashi. Rashi says, "What's the sin? Let's say a nazir would do an avera in the middle of the nazirus deliberately." Tar lo yavor al roishay. A nazir is not allowed to cut his hair in the middle of the nazirus. So, if a nazir would cut off his hair in the middle of nazirus b'meizi with idim and asra, he would be chayiv malkois. So, there's a hecha timsa for a nazir to get malkois for cutting off his hair. A mitzora, is there any hecha timsa for a mitzora to get malchus for cutting off his hair? Never. A mitzora, when he goes into his voidus, he has to cut off all of his hair. Before he goes to the process of tahira, he has to cut off all of his hair. Let's say the mitzvah, in the middle of him being locked up, he decides to cut off all of his hair. He starts growing, and he cuts off all of his hair. Did he do an avera? No. A mitzvah has to cut off all of his hair when they declare him, you are a mitzvah. And they send him away to quarantine camp. At that moment, this is the Mishnah, it's very difficult Mishnah, it's the second dorm, they ask for all of it. Then after the tzaras goes away, and the kohen comes and says, oh, you tahar, he has to cut off his hair again. But let's say the nurse, so when he cuts off his hair those two times, he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing what the Torah told him to do. Let's say at some point in time, when he's locked up there in quarantine, let's say it goes on for a very long time, the tzaras does not go away for a very long time, and he cuts off his hair. Is he doing anything wrong? No. There's no prohibition to cut off his hair. He's allowed to cut off his hair. There's no prohibition. The only one that's not allowed to cut off their hair is only a nazir. So Rashi has a different mahalich in what it means a nazir is doing an avera. Okay, so ma gabi nazir this rukavet afil wachi mechayiv, he's going to be chayiv there for the halach is mechayiv. What is chayiv to do what? Chayiv, now mechayiv doesn't mean, it means he's obligated to use a razor. A razor. When it says afil wachi mechayiv, doesn't mean he did not, it means he's obligated, this is the obligation to use a razor. Hocha de mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah, like kol shekein. So why then, so therefore certainly a mitzvah was a mitzvah, if he's so wishing, you can use a razor cut off his hair. So when we start off the sugya of a mitzvah, and the Torah tells us that a mitzvah has to shave off all of his hair, it is a given that he's allowed to use a razor to cut off all of his hair. Because we have legal precedent. We can compare the mitzvah off the bat without any drasha whatsoever to a nazir. By this parish of nazir, there's a conflict between the peyos and the halach of shaving off the hair. And the editor explicitly says that when he shaves off his hair, he must use a razor. Now, a nazir is a choite. The nazir, the whole essence of cutting off his hair is an issur. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So mad when it comes to a nazir whose whole essence is an issur, there the Torah allows him to use a shaver, a razor, to go up against the prohibition of a pasroi sheichem, kol shekein, by a mitzvah who's doing a mitzvah, he's allowed to use a razor to cut off the corners of his beard. So why then did the Torah go and say the word zakonai in the parasha of a mitzvah? To teach you the only way you can cut off your beard is with a razor and not with another tool. So again, one more time, these words. It's a very hard gemara. Is, I'm reading again the words, four lines from the bottom of the Samach. Mem Omid Beis. If you're telling me the process coming, go tell me over here that if you want, you have reshus to use a razor. But if you want, you can use. But if you want, you can. But if you want, you can. You, if you want, you can use a regular scissors. Really? If that's really what the pasuk, if that's really what the pasuk is coming to teach over here, I don't need a pasuk to give me permission if I want to use a razor. I know already I can use a razor if I want from a kal v'chomer, from nazir, because nazir is a kal. It's an issa. The whole essence of a nazir is kula avera. And if the Torah allows me there to use a razor to go up against this device of cutting off the peyos, here by mitzvah, where it's a mitzvah, certainly I should be allowed to go use a razor. You're obligated, you have an obligation to use only a razor. A razor, that's what your obligation is. Are you permitted to go use a razor? Of course you're permitted to go use a razor. So why then did it say the pasuk of Zikonai? It's telling you this is the only thing you can do. Money is not everything. It's the owns. Right. Right. Vesu. Next question. Isal gedaitach yad mukavim mitzvah avid midloik siftar kiderish lokish diyama kol mokam shatim motzi asev loisase in atu yochel kai meshneim mutavim lav yochel yovi asev yikiches loisase. That's a whole mouthful. And what does that mean over here exactly? Another proof. Nachmo isal gedaitach ki av mukavim mitzvah avid. How you know it's a mitzvah? Midloy kesiv tar. It did not say tar. Now you have to go look over here at the Tosfos. It's very hard to read these words over here. I have it underlined. Look at Tosfos. Diba maskel v'su. E sal kedai toch yavim b'milk v'hidni d'kayim mitzas giluach al karchoch kro d'zignoi loy oso l'meymar d'motz. It can't be the part d'motz of b'tar. Midloy kesiv tar perish b'hedyo. Dimi boilon l'meymar. Kiyoshim lakish, the osir lasois, ulegalech b'tar, hoil v'yochel l'kayim shneim, shigalech b'milkan v'hini, oile misparayim, v'lo yitche lav v'hashchos hazokin, v'hoil l'hashas loymar, and here's the hard part of the Gemara here, v'hoil l'hashas loymar, loy sharinon tar, midloy ksiv tar, El hashas kotzar halishna lishna dinozir lishna kalila the rogel become becomes lakatsa lishna. See this Tosfos? This Tosfos we should have learned on the first day of Masechta Nazir. This Nazir over here, this Tosfos over here says that the nusach of the Gemara does not make sense. And you have to add words in order to make the flow of the Gemara better, because it just is not edited the way other Masechtos are edited. Read the Gemara again. Then the loy sharinon tar. Loy sharinon tar. Why is that loy? Loy no. Isal kedaitach ki avid b'vavidnei mitzvah avid. Loy sharinon tar. We would not permit you to use a razor. Why? Midloy ksiv tar. Because the pasuk did not explicitly say tar. Why? Oh no. Oh no, I didn't plug the computer in, that's why I'm about to lose you. I have 7 minutes left, what should I do? I think we'll make it. We'll make it, okay? So he's saying over here, the Gemara was saying is, nowhere did it say the word tar razor. We're making drushes. If you're going to tell me that, let's take a step back. What was our premise? Our premise was, we're making a drasha from an extra word to teach you that the nazir, that the mitzvah should cut off his hair only with a razor. With a razor. For the Gemara. Oh, a razor? A razor? Yeah, that's what the drasha is telling me, a razor? Okay, I'll accept. But maybe, if the nazir wants, if the mitzvah wants, he can also use scissors. Let me. Why not? Let me use scissors also. Okay, I'm going to turn off my video because I'm going crazy with the video over here. Okay, I'm turning off my video. Only sound because I'm losing power here. I have to shut down some of the resources before I go out. I see you. Yes, I see you. For some reason, when I... You can see me? You can't see. Yeah, you can't see me. Right, I'm watching you. I'm Roya Ve'ena Nira. It's like Aliyah Larega. It's Shloishim Yem Kodim Achag. Roya Ve'ena Nira. Okay, Vaita. What was our whole premise? Our premise was that the Mitzorah, we have a Drasha, to teach you that the Mitzorah has to cut off his beard with a razor. Frekti Gemara. Okay, very nice Drasha. But just because the drasha lets me use a razor doesn't take away from me the option of using other instruments. Very nice. I'm very happy. You have a beautiful drasha, a very nice drasha. I'm very happy with the drasha. I'll take advantage of the drasha, but I can still use a shaver or use some other type of instrument. So we gave one answer. Now the Gemara is giving another answer, and the other answer that says no such thing. If you are indeed allowed to use another instrument, then it's not, they're mutually exclusive. Then it's not possible the Torah would permit you to use a razor. Because we have a general rule. There's an assay and a lois assay. The only time an assay is doich and lois assay is only when it's efshar b'inyon acher. But if there is another possibility, then it is impossible for the Torah to allow you to go do the, to violate the lois assay. So look what you just said. You just said, oh, we have a very nice drush that says you can use a sar. But if I want, I can use scissors. And I'll be in the kind of mitzvah deraisa of shaving off all of my hair. The Gemara says that is impossible. That goes against the rules of Talmudic reasoning. Because if the only time the Torah would permit you to violate a lois asei because you're doing a mitzvah asei is if there is no other option. But if there is another option, it is categorically forbidden. So how then can you possibly suggest that the pasuk is coming to teach me I can use a razor, but I can also use scissors? If you could use scissors, then the Torah would never permit you to use a razor, because that's the rule. The rule is, asay is like a lois asay only when there is no other option. If you're telling me now that there's another option, then there's no way. So the very fact that the Torah is teaching me you can use a razor, that automatically means only a razor and nothing but a razor. Because if you're telling me it means also a razor, but there's another option, that's a contradiction. If you can use another option, then we have a general rule. Now, you have to add words into the Gemara. And the words are, Tosfos tells you the words you have to add into the Gemara. So, Isal, Kedaitach, Kiyavit, Kibbutz, Mitzvah, Ka'ovid. You're doing a mitzvah. Loi, hear the words. You gotta add the words. Loi, three words. You have to add into the Gemara a carrot. Okay, you gotta put a carrot. Carrot. Who has carrots? Which superhero ate a carrot? Bugs Bunny, right? Bugs Bunny. Purim. Erev Purim. Bugs Bunny came into the Gemara. There's a carrot. And the carrot says, Loi Sharin Antar. We would not, those few words, we would not permit a tar. Why? Midloi, sif tar. The Torah never said the word tar. And why would we not permit a tar? Kedresh Lakish. Because the Resh Lakish. So it's impossible. And again, this Tosfos, you have to really take a magic marker and underline this Tosfos. This Tosfos, Stibe Masel Su, you jump in a couple of lines, and he says of you, V'hoyo lehashas loymar, the Gemara should have said, inserted, Loy Sharinon Tar. We do not permit, we would not permit a tar, midloy ksiv tar. Ella, the reason why the Gemara left out those three words, Ella, Hashas Kotzar, Halishna, why? Why did the Shas Mimakatsar and the Lashon? The Nazir, Lishna, Kalila. Mesech the Nazir is a light language. We are light on words. We left out many words in this Mesechta. We assumed that the people who learn the Mesechta, they know this stuff so called they can figure out the missing words on their own. Virogil, Bikama, Mikoimis, Likatzer, Lishoyle, to the Mikatzer and the Nusach of Mesechta Nazir. El al karach is cross. So therefore, what's the pasuk coming for? The pasuk of coming. Zikona is coming to be matzah. The cross. Zikona also lekoy vaychayva. Will hatin talim etzor do lo yotzor yidei tiglach to el betar. All right, good. We learned tonight a lot of nice things. I hope it was kedai to come, even though we didn't learn the whole daf. I hope it was worth coming tonight. All right, tomorrow there's no shiur tomorrow night.
Maybe you're going to be on one,
Yeah, but if you want to come, please call me before. I don't know. I don't know what happened in the early afternoon. Early afternoon, but I don't want to be a shliach. 12 o'clock, man. I don't even know. 12. I don't even know. Okay. Thank you so much. You too. Have an easy fast. An easy fast.
Have a fast.